James's Park. They were feeding the ducks. The ducks in St. James's Park are so used to being fed bread by secret agents meeting clandestinely that they have developed their own Pavlovian reaction. Put a St. James's Park duck in a laboratory cage and show it a picture of two men, one usually wearing a coat with a fur collar, the other something sombre with a scarf, and it'll look up expectantly. The Russian cultural attaché's black bread is particularly sought after by the more discerning duck, while the head of MI9's soggy hovis with marmite is relished by the connoisseurs. Aziraphale tossed a crust to a scruffy-looking drake, which caught it and sank immediately. The angel turned Crowley. "Really, my dear," he murmured. "Sorry," said Crowley. "I was forgetting myself." The duck bobbed angrily to the surface. "Of course, we knew something was going on," Aziraphale said, "but one somehow imagines this sort of thing happening in America. They go in for that sort of thing over there." "It might yet do at that," said Crowley gloomily. He gazed thoughtfully across the park to the Bentley, the back wheel of which was being industriously clamped. "Oh, yes, the American diplomat," said the angel. "Rather showy, one feels, as if Armageddon was some sort of cinematographic show that you wish to sell in as many countries as possible." "Every country," said Crowley. "The earth and all the kingdoms thereof." Aziraphale tossed the last scrap of bread at the ducks, who went off to pester the Bulgarian naval attaché and a furtive-looking man in a Cambridge tie, and carefully disposed of the paper bag in a waste paper bin. He turned and faced Crowley. "We'll win, of course," he said. "You don't want that," said the demon. "Why not, pray?" "Listen," said Crowley desperately. "How many musicians do you think your side have got, eh? First grade, I mean." Aziraphale looked taken aback. "Well, I should think," he began. "Two," said Crowley. "Elgar and Liszt, that's all. We've got the rest. Beethoven, Brahms, all the Bachs, Mozart, the lot. Can you imagine eternity with Elgar?" Aziraphale shut his eyes. "All too easily," he groaned. "That's it, then," said Crowley, a gleam of triumph. He knew Aziraphale's weak spot all right. "No more compact discs. No more Albert Hall, no more proms, no more Glyndebourne. Just celestial harmonies all day long." "Ineffable," Aziraphale murmured. "Like eggs without salt, you said. Which reminds me, no salt, no eggs. No Gravlax with dill sauce. No fascinating little restaurants where they know you. No Daily Telegraph crossword. No small antique shops. No bookshops either. No interesting old editions. No..." Crowley scraped the bottom of Aziraphale's barrel of interests. "Regency silver snuff boxes."
End of CD 1.